Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf monitoring.
Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf, Victor Echo 7, Lima Echo Tango.
Lima Echo Tango, 7, Tango Golf, go ahead, Hiroshi.
I think it was a little confusing about an hour ago. I think you were getting into a conversation there. There was another station, Tango Golf Tango, who was in the background there that I heard. And I think that's what might have been causing some confusion there, I think, when Charlie Mike November was calling out.
Yeah, I got it after I heard the guy's call sign again. That's the second time I've heard somebody with the letters TG and the third letter ending.
Oh, right on. Well, we know it's out there, so hopefully it doesn't interfere with you and doesn't get in the way.
No, I'm okay. I don't care. When it's the QRM that you start using call signs, being, well, I can't be not allowed to do that.
Yeah, no, we're addressing that, actually. We got, I'm sort of taking point on this, and there's three of us involving ISED. Who do we have? ISED, RAC, and RCMP are involved in this, so we'll see what we can do.
Oh, cool. Right on. Send me a picture. I'd like to be aware of who, especially the swap meet.
I think I sent you one last night, but if you didn't get it, I can send it again.
FW. So I got your readouts for the space station, but I don't remember any pictures.
I sent it about 3 hours after that, so it was late in the evening. So maybe just check again. If not, shoot me a note and I'll send it again. And I think I heard FW in the background there. Good morning, Don. Or good afternoon, Don.
Afternoon, guys. The RCs are involved now, eh? The 7FW.
Well, there were threats issued.
Okay, well, that's cool.
So we'll see where this all goes. We got a few people involved, and I have a few things up my sleeve that I'm looking at, different avenues I'm looking at.
Is that situation still occurring?
Yep. So we're logging everything and seeing what we can do, because it's just not, it's something that we should have to put up with.
I mean, give anybody a Baofeng and look what happens. V7TG in the group, V7FW, it's Don here. Hi.
Hi.
So, yeah, so we're addressing it through some formal channels as well as informal channels, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, I just wanted to find out what's going on. You guys continue on. Sorry for putting my foot in the door, V7FW. Going home. I'm doing about 40 kilometers an hour, just past 264th here.
Fun. I got to head out that way tonight. Got tickets to the Abbey game.
Enjoy. See you guys later.
Take care. See you later, Don. V7LED. To do a mountaintop, but maybe it could be them, I don't know, but it's just coming through a scratch, so I did respond that way earlier, but well, hopefully we get this figured out.
Yeah, I know, I forgot his call sign already, so I'm standing by on 20 meters, but I don't know where on 20 meters you'd be talking. There's some activity out there, but I don't know where it is.
Yeah, that's why I just thought I would, well, at least leave it here and see what we can do.
VE7 Tango Golf, VE7
KDX. You hardly ever touch that side, so it's weird. On the 2000s, you could only do all the HF, 2 meters, and whatever else on the left side of the radio. And on the right side is 2 meter 440 only. Interesting.
Interesting. But I think I heard JBX calling you there, James.
V7JU Golf, V7JUX. Thanks, Roshi.
JBX or JBX? Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf.
Juliet, Bravo, X-Ray. He said he was going to be on the lower end of the voice portion of 20, so I'm expecting somewhere 14,200-ish. But I'm not going to hear him here. I just have a small loop, and I'm on 20 meters, but tuned up at around 14,1. But yeah, so probably in the 14,150 to 14,220 range.
Oh, okay. I'm sitting at 14,264.8. I have activity there. But I'll have a listen. So, okay, I'll tune down.
VA7LET, V7ZYN.
V7ZYN, V7LET.
Yeah, just confirming, what time are you guys meeting at Brown's again?
About 5 o'clock. It should be, including yourself, would be 7 of us.
Okay, yeah, I'll be ready at 5. I've got everything here at my out of the packaging here so I can figure out what we've got. But yeah, I'll bring a notebook so you can draw it up better.
It's actually relatively straightforward. From the HF out from that radio, you're going to go into the tuner. From the tuner out, you're going to go into the antenna. And then just plug in the power in the meantime.
Yeah, I guess the only thing missing is the coax. And on the antenna tuner, there's the red and black plugs for power. What is that guy for?
For power. That needs power. It's an auto tuner. So that needs power, and the radio needs power, so you need two outlets there, which you have on that box.
12-volt pigtail, but there's also the, on the left side of it there, where it says antenna pointing to the red, and then there's a ground symbol underneath on the little black on the left side.
Oh, that's in case you don't want to use the little bell connector. That's why it has the two terminals there. Yeah, but just take pictures of both the back of that and the back of the radio, and that way makes it easier if I'm going to draw it up for you.
All right, I'll make sure to do that. I also like to see the manual, so I can do it.
Hopefully, don't we? Seven three, we'll catch you this evening. Yes, 7LET.